In February, 2-year-old Kennedy Fry of Bakersville was killed when a McDowell County deputy crashed his cruiser into the rear of a vehicle in which the little girl was a passenger. Also in the vehicle was her mother, Kimberly Fry, and her sister, Catherine Fry. They were severely injured in the crash. The collision occurred on Interstate 40 near Old Fort. The deputy, Brandon Watson, resigned after the incident. In August, he pleaded no contest in McDowell County Superior Court to misdemeanor death by vehicle and reckless driving. He was sentenced to a suspended jail term and probation. He lost his driver's license for a year and was ordered to perform 100 hours of community service. On November 25th, a wrongful death lawsuit was filed by the family against Watson and McDowell Sheriff Jackie Turner. The lawsuit claims Watson's gross negligence caused Kennedy Fry's death. The girl's mother, Kimberly Fry, suffered traumatic brain injury, collapsed lungs, and fractures to her face, jaw, and ribs. Later this month, she is scheduled to undergo a facial reconstruction that could cost $230,000. She has been unable to return to work. And according to the lawsuit, Catherine Fry has suffered permanent scarring on her legs and head and has experienced physical pain and mental suffering. The suit seeks a jury trial and money to cover funeral expenses for Kennedy Fry and medical bills for her mother and sister. A specific amount of money is not being sought. David Fry said medical bills have reached $1.5 million, and it's still unclear how much of that will be covered by insurance. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.